We are recording this late in the evening because we sat down for dinner and we saw there was a new season of Physical 100 on Netflix. And that is like our kryptonite. We will watch episode after episode.
For those that have no idea what we're talking about, Physical 100 is essentially a test of just physical strength among 100 very much so in shape people coming from all kinds of avenues, whether it's wrestling, biking, rowing, stunt performers. What else do they have on there?
Firemen,
CrossFitters, YouTube personalities,
gymnasts,
fitness celebrities,
contractors, construction workers. Like, it's so fascinating to see how physically fit and in different ways.
There's anything from raw brute strength to agility to what you would imagine a CrossFit or kind of like an overall kind of fitness to even something like in this season, the second season, we have, and I'm apologize, I can't remember his name. We did not, this is no notes, by the way, this is off the top, but he's coming back from season one and he's a ex firefighter and he's the most in shape firefighter I've ever heard of.
He is.
Now I had to put my Leo energy out there. In the very first challenge, this is like a pre-challenge before the show even starts. They basically put everybody on treadmills to run as long as they can for a 10-minute span. And there's a few rounds of this. But in the first 10 minutes, I think the number one place person ran like a mile and a half. And already I'm talking my shit. And I'm like, wait a minute. Back in my day, which was really not that long ago, I could run a mile and a half in like 9:45. I could be in Physical 100. But
the big kicker here is it is a manual treadmill.
Something I've never used.
I feel like I accidentally used one at our gym and then never again.
By accidentally use one, do you mean you just didn't turn it on?
Well, you can't turn it on and then I got off.
Okay. Then you realize, yes, these people are essentially sprinting for 10 minutes. And then there's another round of 7 minutes. Then there's another round, I think, of 5 minutes. So I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Maybe I could have survived the first round, but I'm pretty sure I would have been eliminated fairly quickly.
And then these are the pre-events. These are just to see where you place for then the next event. And every single episode ends on a cliffhanger. So you want to see the next matchup. You want to see who the person picks as their opponent. They do so good at keeping you on.
We were living a scene out of a movie because here we are. I cooked the carne asada for tacos.
Yeah.
And Ellie did all the fixings and stuff and we're eating food and we may or may not have eaten some drumsticks. And here we are talking shit about these events and we're just sitting on our ass eating drumsticks.
Let's set the scene. We get our tacos ready. We have all of our fix-ins. We get all comfy on the couch and we're like, oh, let's just watch something super quick because we know we have to record the podcast tonight and I got to finish work and just some other stuff.
Mind you, that was at 5 p.m., excuse me.
Probably about 5:30.
It is now 8:30 p.m.
I'm telling you this, Joe. So we sit down, get comfy, and we're like, oh, that's a new season. Okay, let's just while we're eating, we'll watch it. Put it on. Of course, 3 episodes later, here we are. But the best part is after it, I was like, do you want an ice cream cone? And so as these people are like killing it on the treadmill, manual treadmills, we're like, I don't know. You could do that in 9 minutes probably as we're like eating ice cream. A long intro into why this is out so late tonight. But March Madness has been wild. I feel like we could have put out like 2 episodes since our other episode came out. So many upsets. And I'm at the point where I don't even care about my bracket. Give me all the upsets.
The team out of Oakland, just incredible. They had a sharpshooter on their team who just went lights out the game they won. I think he went 10 of 20 from three, which is amazing. I think he scored 32 points. I mean, just incredible. He's definitely riding a life high, which is great for them. The other team, we talked about him last time. Wow, from my coworker who mentioned NC State and was like, no, man, they're on a roll. You got to pick them. And of course, we didn't pick them. But guess what? They won again. It's amazing.
Oh man, I'm totally spacing. Who were we screaming at that went to double overtime?
Oh, I think there was like two games that went to double overtime, at least on the men's bracket.
That was wild.
So we got a long weekend. Long weekend because I'm kind of adding Monday in there because we had some women's games. So that was a nice long stretch of a lot of really, really good basketball. I'm a fan of the women's game. Now, I don't follow it as much as I probably should, which I think that'll change because honestly, I think the women's game is only growing and growing every year. But something I didn't realize, at least from this bracket we filled out, there is not that many upsets in the women's game, at least this year. Mm-hmm. I think if you had just straight up picked the higher seed, you would have maybe missed 1 to 3 picks.
But the games have been so close, which is to be expected. But with the seeding, I thought it was going to be a little bit different. So I'm curious, like, as it goes, are we going to see the more upsets happening at that point?
Yeah, it's a really interesting time right now in the women's game. There's so many players that can make really good headlines. For example, Caitlin Clark, you got Angel Reese, we got Juju out of USC. I mean, at least for Juju's case, this is my first time watching her. Again, I don't watch the women's game that much, but I was very impressed. And we had just finished watching, I believe it was Iowa State play. Mm-hmm. And then we watched USC's team. And we were thinking, they are huge. They're going to be a problem for whoever they play. I mean, huge. I think Juju is like 6'2".
They are noticeably so tall.
So very excited. I mean, once again, I mean, it's every year. It's March Madness. The games are incredible. The passion's there. We've had tight games on both sides. Looking forward to it. And I hope you all enjoy. But now to get to the latest standings. And I'll start with us. I'll start with us and I'll keep it quick because there's not really too much to talk about with us. Okay. On the women's side, Ellie and I are sitting not too bad. We're actually in fourth.
Wait, when does Purdue play again? Oh, we got to talk about that. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Whoa, wait, before we get into standings.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here you broke our bracket last year.
Here we go.
Full blown first round done.
Here we go.
And now I wear that crown this year. I fully broke it for us. I still don't think Purdue is going to make it all the way. I said it there, but I was wrong. I was wrong in my pick for our bracket.
Okay. I know we were starting with the women's, but I guess we're diverging.
Sorry, I just remembered.
Side. Yes, last year I picked Purdue to win it all, and they busted my bracket or our bracket real bad. Really, I should say mine as well, because in my personal bracket, I also had them going far, and it was just all bad. But this year, Ellie was just adamant. There's no way we're picking Purdue to go far. So much so, we have the University of Kentucky in the championship game.
Oops. Hey, you broke it last year. I got this year. Next year will be interesting.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
What they say.
Okay, go to standings now.
Okay, I apologize. I said we were in fourth, but that was wrong. That's on the men's side. On the women's side, we're sitting pretty decent at third. So we have Iowa winning it all, which I think they're really good, but man, if they go up against these big teams, like, I think they're going to have some issues.
I agree.
Which is just naturally going to have to, I mean, it's going to have to be a shootout for them to win, which is definitely possible. But number one on the women's side is dominating. So I said we're third with correct picks. It says 40 or CPK. Again, we're such noobs with this. I'm just going with the flow here. we have 40. Then Lauren has 42, impressive. TS with the strong pick of South Carolina, which is a heavy favorite right now amongst, I think, just the odds and also everyone in this lobby. 44.
Oh, wow. Okay.
44. That's amazing.
This is Lauren, correct?
No. TS.
Oh, TS. Sorry.
I don't know who TS is, but shout out to you. Hey. Welcome to the group. TS
doing great.
Currently has 57 points. Lauren has 55 in second. And we're tied with Leah at 52.
All right. Shout out, TS. Great picks.
Now, Kiara.
Our girl.
Kiara, We got a lot of love for you.
G.
We got a lot of love for you. But currently leading the losers with 24 points.
Still more opportunities to gain points.
More opportunities to gain points. The Alabama pick hurts. It hurts a lot. But we'll see how it goes. Everyone else, for the most part, I mean, the top half, two-thirds, I mean, we're close, right? For whatever reason, South Carolina loses. The door opens for a ton of people. I mean, it's going to turn out to be pretty incredible. Highly unlikely they lose, but you never know what could happen in sports. Lauren, I need you to DM us because I don't know what you do or if you have a pool of minds coming together or if you're just a super fan, which is totally cool. I mentioned that Lauren is second on the women's side. Lauren M. is first on the men's side.
If I remember correctly, Lauren won last year's bracket.
Lauren is dominating right now. Correct picks, 41. Then Muya, second, 37. So total points, Lauren has 55. Muya has 49. And then kind of drops off by point, by point, by point. From there, a bunch of people tied with fourth. And then Leah has third. Kind of exciting, actually. The top three at the moment all have different picks to win it all.
Oh, Lauren, that is nice.
Lauren has North Carolina, Muya has UConn, and then Leah has Houston. So pretty exciting there. I mean, just whoever wins, right? So many things could change there. Lauren, North Carolina, I feel you. It's a good team. I don't know. I'm not feeling it so much, but hey, you're proving us wrong. You're number one.
I was just going to say that. I was going to be like, prove Leon wrong.
you're proving us wrong. You're proving us wrong. So shout out to you. I might need you to tell me why not a UConn pick. I don't know, Lauren, if you're from North Carolina. I mean, on one side you picked NC State. On the other side you picked UNC. Something going on there. Maybe from that region. Now, the bottom portion of the bracket. First of all, congratulations for leading the bracket towards the bottom end is Beth. Beth picked Kentucky to win it all. Kentucky was an early loser. Now it hurts me as well. It hurts us as well because we did have Kentucky, as we just mentioned, going pretty far. So it did hurt us as well. And Beth is leading the pack with 22 points with a max total possible is 34.
That's okay. Hey, still opportunities. That's what I always try to like sell for people on the lower portions. We're not done.
I'm just saying.
You're Beth, not out of it.
But Beth might win worst bracket.
Maybe. And that's always fun.
And Isabella had a tough start. Picking Nevada to win it all. Honestly, I thought Isabella had no chance to not finish last.
But look, see what I'm saying? Points.
But now we have Isabella at second to last. So congratulations to you. Some of the sleepers that are still in it, but are sort of in the middle, a little bit towards the end. Heather H. with the Clemson pick still alive. Now, if for some reason Clemson can go on a monster run, this would be the comeback of all comebacks. So rooting for you there. We have Jennifer Dubb picking Arizona. That would be interesting. They have Caleb Love. I am a Caleb Love fan. Mm-hmm. I feel like Caleb Love probably has a lot of haters, and he's just one of those players. He probably has a bunch of haters since he left UNC, but then he probably has a bunch of fans. I like his game. I like the way he plays for the most part. So Arizona is looking pretty good. Joy, I'm sorry. Joy at 17th with Nebraska for the win. Maybe they're a local team. Shout out to you. A surprise reoccurring storyline in our lobby. So we have the mother-daughter combo of Laquita and Sophia. And before we were talking about, there must be a lot of trash talking going on in that household. At the moment, Laquita, tied with a bunch of people for fourth, is ahead of Sophia. Now, Laquita picked UConn, which we also picked, so we feel pretty strong about UConn. But Sophia's not too bad. Ninth, currently sitting at ninth.
No,
again,
that's fine.
A bunch of us are tied for fourth, sitting at ninth with the Houston pick. So once again, you know, if one of these teams could eke out the win and keep moving forward, I mean, that's going to be huge for the standings and, you know, overall lead to a winner. So it's pretty exciting. Congratulations to all of you that have been participating. Really, really exciting. Everyone that has DM'd us or just shared exciting moments from the tournament or even shared that you're at some of the games.
Yes.
I think, was it Was that Amber?
Amber posted on Instagram that she was at one of the games. And I was like, that's so exciting.
I'm always jealous when different cities get to host, like kind of like Sweet 16s and whatnot, Elite Eights, all that good stuff. Because here they're either in Seattle or Portland.
I was just going to say the women's next round is in Portland. So
two of the regions are in Portland. And I think Ellie and I are going to make the trip to go to one game, maybe two games, but try to do one game. And I believe one team I'm really interested in seeing in person is UConn.
Yeah.
Always see him on TV. Paige, I think it's Buchner's. I'm so sorry if I'm like butchering that name, but she was like a high school phenom, just highly, highly touted recruit. Faced some injuries. I know the feels. I faced like four ACL surgeries. So trust me, I know what that's like for an athlete. So it's always exciting to see somebody come back from injuries. That would be a game I would be really interested in going to. And just overall, it's just a really good program.
I think we'll definitely do one. I know you're pushing for two. We'll see how that falls. And I actually haven't looked at all the games. I didn't see that they were out yet. They probably are by now, though. They have to be. What am I saying?
No team that we go for is still in it. Although I'm pretty sure the Oregon State women's team is still in, which was impressive. Oh, are they? Impressive.
Oh, I missed that. Wow. Bad fan. Bad regional fan.
For sure. For sure. Both of us. There's just something beautiful about going to a game, but you have like, you have nothing on the line. Like,
yeah, it's like just, you're here for good basketball.
Like, oh, you're rooting for that team. Oh, rooting for that team. Or are you like Ellie? Do you always root for the underdog? So we're just automatically rooting for that team.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen for me, at least. Like, here for good basketball, but, you know, love an underdog story. Any Cinderella story, I'm here for it.
Let's be honest. So going to the two games, it's just so fun to just get there, get comfortable, maybe get a beverage or two, get a good snack, get comfy in your seat, and enjoy some basketball. Yep. I mean, this is the amount of passion, even from watching it on your television, is just out of bounds. It is incredible to see the passion on players, fans, coaches, the bands. Yeah. Shout out to the Idaho band. I mean, it is incredible. Yes. And I could only imagine watching that in person. I think it's just another level.
If Yale made it another round, I was telling you, they better get that band to the next location. That's your good luck charm at this point. But sadly, they did not. But I loved the heartwarming story that Yale's band was on spring break and they couldn't really pull their band together to go to Spokane. So shout out Vandals, University of Idaho. They offered to be the band and learn some of their songs and their fight song. And I loved it. I love a good feel-good story.
One more note just on the women's side. I noticed Lauren C. and Velour both picked LSU to win it all.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, if they could make another run, that would be one just really exciting, really fun for the game. But you would just vault up these standings. That would be really fun to watch.
So tomorrow, we're back at it, correct?
I believe if I check my handy-dandy notebook, a.k.a. my cell phone. Okay, we've confirmed with the power of the internet, the men start on Thursday. So we get one more day to chill out, get ready, and enjoy the games.
I'm ready. Leon is watching Decision Day of Married at First Sight tonight. Excited for you to see it. I guess the first couple is shocking.
I've been kept updated very tiny bits by Ellie here and there. This season seems like a total poop shoot, but
it turns into like Battle of the Sexes and it's just a strange outcome. But looking forward to your reactions.
I've heard we're still following people, even though it's been Decision Day already.
Yeah, just no need. But I guess you need the content, right?
Okay, I will hold my thoughts there because there's so many things we can get into on a recap episode, not only for actually watching Decision Day and just going over our thoughts on that, but even the after effects, you know, the post decision day processes, or even maybe the future of MAFS.
Yeah, great point. Well, they are recruiting, so I think we're going to have at least a couple more seasons. Anything else?
No, just once again, thank you all so much for joining and having this really big sidebar fun with us in the NCAA tournament and March Madness. It's just really, really fun. And we're so happy to share that with you. We're happy that you're sharing your time and obviously making the picks with us. So we really appreciate all of you.
Thank you so much for listening. We will put out another episode soon covering March Madness. And I hope you're having a good week.
Thank you all so much. Take care.
We're back. Just kidding. We looked. I didn't know we could look at the pool from last year. We have to put some respect on Elisa's name. She won last year. But Lauren M., we see you. I'm rooting for you. We'll see how it all ends up.
Okay, one more note and correction. Last year's winner on the women's side was Lauren C., and coming in second place was Valour. So again, all over the place, still a lot of time for all of us to have comebacks. Wish you all the best of luck. Thank you.
Take care.